sometimes, God. Yes, he is. My Lord.
Yes, he is.
Any more witnesses out there? Know that you know that he'll be there when you need him. Hallelujah. We think we need him now, but he knows more than what we know. We may not need him till next year this time. We think we want to need him now, but there may be something he wants you to go through to make you grow more, become more lovable, become more active. Whatever is happening, it's happening for our good. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the 19th day of the sixth month of the year 2022. Hallelujah. I believe that's 169 days. No, I think I got an extra day last month, so that makes it 170 days. And we are still here. Anybody glad to still be here? The devil been raising, but God is still in control. Can't do no more than he allows him to do. And whatever the Lord does, he does it for a purpose. He does it for a reason. Hallelujah. Something we may miss. And he had to allow things to happen. And sometimes it just allows it to happen for his glory. Hallelujah. So we need to understand that and find our way to that streak of joy that will keep us going. Hallelujah. Called the joy of the Lord is our strength. He said, don't get weary and don't get tired and don't stop worrying, because all that's going to pull you where? Down. But think on the good things and let the joy of the Lord ring in you, and it will give you the strength you need to go through these tests. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We honor the Lord for this day. He has brought us together one more time. Hallelujah. A lot of people have left. We were last in here two Sundays ago. But tell somebody, I'm still here. Hallelujah. It could have been that he was taking them and me. Hallelujah. But he allowed us to come together one more time that we may rejoice together and encourage one another. We give honor and God glory to God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, to our presider, Elvis Green. To all our other ministers in the house and to Pastor Barrett. And to all officers of the Church of the Living God. And to every lay person. Now, you're either an officer of the church or you're a lay person. So everybody ought to be covered, even though think you didn't get covered. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to call your attention to the book of John, St. John 14. And we'll begin with verse 3. Eternal God, in the name of Jesus, we stand here, yielded spirit of man, mental man, physical man. We call on you to hear our cry and answer our plea. Send forth your word through this vessel that the church may be edified and you may be glorified as we hear your word and be empowered by it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Over there, St. John 14, verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. Tell somebody, Jesus will make a way. Jesus will make a way. Times seem to be getting harder and harder and harder. Just as you thought we were on the verge of relief, things start getting tighter. Money that we used to have don't go as far as it was yesterday. And when I say yesterday, I mean in the past. Money that we used to get by with and paying our bills and taking care of other needs and still have some left over. Now we are struggling trying to scrap some up to break the ends meet. But God let me know today to tell you He will make a way. When we don't see no way, we don't see how we're going to get out of it. The prices of gasoline keep rising and rising. It falls down and bounces back up higher than what it was before it fell. And our money that we've been living off still stays the same. But God will make a way. You need to be encouraged and not worry, as Nehemiah told you. Just rejoice in the Lord. Keep your faith. Know that God is God. And he deals in the impossible. He will work it out somehow, some way. God's going to work it out. He's going to fix it for you, you and me. All we got to do is call him. And he answered you. Told you last week, I believe it was, that if we just delight ourselves in the Lord, stop worrying about this thing and that problem and this problem. But spend that time that you worry in praising and talking to the Lord. Spend that time you spent worrying about a bill that you can't pay. Worry is not going to make the bill get paid. But you can prosper and rejoice in the Lord because he can. And he will make a way. Hallelujah. He'll be there, like you said earlier. And he'll be there when? Right on time. Your light might get cut out, but he'll still be there. Now, he'll make a way for you to live through the heat without the lights. We didn't always have them. Okay, I don't know about some of you, but I lived in a house they always had with little kerosene lamps. We couldn't just hit a switch, Deacon Wilson, and light just come on everywhere. Even though Avery's got so spot, all he'll do that. Come on. Go on. Just clapping hands. But it made everything convenient. We had to go out and cut some wood. Bring it back into the house. Put it in a stove. And put some kerosene on or some other kind of lighter stuff. Some lighter pine tree that's been dried out and had that oil that was running from them. Hit that with a match and it blew right on up. Get hot enough so the other would catch on fire. We need to take the spirit of the Lord and light it up. That's in you. And let it catch on fire. Somebody said, I would that you would catch on fire. So what all that's doing is making a way for you to get out of that stress. Things going to happen, and what will be, will be. God will make a way for you. The word of the Lord says that Elisha was there in Syria. Samaria. And the 2 Kings 7th chapter, I believe, says that they were starving. There was famine in the land. No food. Nowhere. None in the city. None out in the field. So you thought you were having a home. Not only did they didn't have none in their covers, they didn't have in the stores either. Nowhere in the barns. They had nowhere to get no food but God bill. Make a way. And Elijah said that by this time tomorrow, God had let me know that there'll be food in the city. And one of the king's advisors said, in so many words, laughed at him and said, if God will open up some windows in heaven, would it happen? And because he's wise, crack, God let Elijah know, and he told him that you're going to see it happen, but you ain't going to be able to eat none of it. Oh, he got killed after it happened. And the words that there were four leprous men sitting outside the city on the bench. You know, the leopards couldn't go in the city because they were diseased. And leopard was contagious like what? COVID. Leopards got on you and eat your flesh up. COVID getting on you and killing you quicker than the lepers were. And they said, we're just sitting around doing nothing. Why are we sitting here waiting to die? Some of us are sitting around on the work that God gave you to do, waiting to die. God told us to make disciples. But we don't make disciples. We dibble and dab and everything but disciple making. Why is it that we don't want to do what God, somebody tell us to do? The only time we do that is when we get some cash money. Now, we'll do that, and then sometimes we question why you got to do it with that. But you got to get low and humble so that God can work with you, so that he can work through you. Well, they said, if I go in the city, the family is there, and we're going to die. Let us then go to the Syrian camp and maybe they will save us. They will give us some of their food. But they said, going in the city, we're going to die. Sitting here, we're going to die. So we might as well go to the camp. At least we stand a 50-50 chance of getting some food, or they just kill us. Either way, we're going to die. Okay? So I might as well just do what I'm supposed to do, what I need to do. But God, that next day, sent wheat and barley into the city, and all that Elijah had prophesied came forth. just an example of God making a way. We find here there was a time when man had everything at his disposal, with no diseases to fight, no famine to worry about. God had made a garden and called it Eden. And there in that garden, he placed man to tend the garden and to govern the live, living things that were there. And man was there, and God placed another plant there that man would have choice. See, God doesn't make you do anything. He gives you the opportunity to choose. He doesn't dictate to you, this is the, you do this or you don't get no other choice. There's a time that he said, I'm setting before you life or death. I suggest that you choose life, but it's up to you and not death. What we did, chose death. Now death is in the land, brought on because man disobedience. And we got separated from God. And it was impossible now for us to get back to him. Tell somebody else that Jesus will make a way. We were lost hopelessly in sin. And the word told us that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is the eternal life. We're hopelessly lost in a world of sin. Standing on death row, waiting to die because we couldn't get to our Savior. Death rose up. Justice rose up. And it was time for us to pay our bill. I couldn't pay mine. You couldn't pay yours. Even the richest man in the world that's been in the news here lately couldn't pay his. All the silver and gold won't enough money. All the world's riches wasn't enough money. And man made sacrifices, but that wasn't good enough. We have no way to get back to the Father. And just as it's time to cut them down, time that the bill get paid. Tell me now that heaven and earth was searched. And nobody was found worthy to go out there. God was there. And justice was there. And I heard somebody say, Father, I'll make a way. Just prepare me a body. And I'll make a way for them to get back with you. Sin was in us. And on the way to get rid of sin, you had to have some bloodshed. But my blood wasn't good enough. Isaiah's blood wasn't good enough. Abraham's blood wasn't good enough. Moses' blood wasn't good enough. Angels in heaven, blood wasn't good enough. Nobody was worthy. And we need a way to get back to the Father. Jesus said, prepare me the body, and I'll go down. I will redeem mankind for you. He came to 42 generations. He came just to make a way for you and me to get back to the Father. He came. He didn't have no sin. Didn't know no sin. Hadn't done no wrong. But he made a way for us. He made a way that we could get back to the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can see him now growing up as a tender plant. Hallelujah. He came and through hard trials, tribulation for you. He came knowing that we were going to reject him. But he came in hand, made a way for us who didn't like him. We didn't even care about him. But he came in hand. Hallelujah. Because he loved the world. God sent his son. And Jesus, one day, he hung on Calvary cross. He died for you. They pierced him in his side. So blood and water ran from him. Blood and water. But Jesus Christ bridged the gap, made a way for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He will make a way. But you don't think he's in no way. He will. He made a way for me. He made a way for you. It's up to you now to choose this day who you're going to serve. Hallelujah. God will make a way out of things that seem to be impossible. He will. One last thing, and I'm not going to spend time on it. Just want to mention for the children of Israel was on their way out of bondage. They have been in bondage for 400 years in Egypt. Hallelujah. And God led them out of Egypt. Didn't carry around the path that the Philistines, that was the shortest way to the promised land. But God carried them through a way. They didn't have no roads. They had over, I believe, 600,000 Jews traveling on foot. Didn't have no Uber. Didn't have no jet planes. didn't have no expensive yachts, but they're on their feet, like we used to do, walking to school. Hallelujah, if you live less than 2 miles out of the city, you had to walk. Rain, sleet, or snow, you had to walk. They had to walk, and they had gotten out to the Red Sea. And after getting there, they didn't have no boat to get on. And they being slaves, they had time to learn how to swim. So you had all these people couldn't swim. No boat. All they had was a leader with a rod. And what you're going to do with a rod in the sea? You can't do nothing with a rod in the sea. You can't paddle with it. Because the rod, like this, it'll just be beating in the water. God made a way. Take that rod. God's saying, take that what I put in your hand. And just hold it out. God will make a way. Hallelujah. To make things happen if you just be obedient. Do what it said. It may seem foolish, but do it in a hand. I preached a few times about say what Jesus said to do, you just do it. And Moses held the rod up. God sent the wind and blow the water apart. All night long, that wind blew and the water piled up while the children rested. God took a cloud by day. It was a cover for them. Because that the desert is hot. Okay. And it covered them by day as a cloud. By night, that same cloud became a pillar of fire that gave them light. God is going to light up your situation. You may be in a dark place now, but God is going to light up your situation. He said, I'm going to light it up. Come my word, say he's a light unto my path. And a lamp unto my feet. God is lighting it up. You just keep on trusting him. Keep on dancing like you're going crazy. Keep on saying hallelujah, thanking Jesus. Nobody saying nothing to you. Be like Hannah. Be praying, the mouth working, and no words coming out. You stand up, talk about you just going and talking on your two-step, and nobody see, hearing nothing you saying. They can say you crazy. But God is still, God's saying, still act this way, crazy. And obey my word. I will bring you out. I'm making a way. I made a way. The way, tell somebody, I would have about 3 people to stand and say, he's already made the way. He just wants you to get in the way. The way is made. You just got to get in the way. The sea was open. But if they didn't ever walk through there, they would never got to the other side. They walked through on dry land. And Pharaoh's army decided to follow them. Okay. And God had them to be covered by the sea. Hallelujah. God is working it out right now. Hallelujah. You just be patient and wait for him. Wait, David said, on the Lord. Wait. Anybody waiting? Or are you doing your own thing? All he asked you to do is to wait. Okay.
Amazing grace.
He asked you to fight.
How sweet.
Just wait.
The sound.
Don't make the way yourself. You just wait.
A wretch like me. I once was lost. But now I found, was blind, but now I see. Praise God,
my Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory be to God.
Praise God.
He's worthy.
Praise God.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory, glory.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God bless you. And may have a smile upon you. Let's not forget to continue to pray. Turn from our way. Okay. And do it God's way. Okay. He said, when you do that, he'll hear from heaven. And heal the land. Okay. Forgive what I wrong with we've done and heal the land. And all you got to do is wait. Don't get ahead of him. Are you tired of waiting? Right. Wait anyway. We've been tired of doing things all our life. First of all, you were tired being little. And you wanted to be grown up. Not knowing what you were asking for. Because he thought you were having a hard time while you were a child. You ain't seen nothing till you get to be the adult. You will be having a hard time. Because now you not only got the problem you had been, you got the other problem of being taking care of yourself. In this evil acting people world. And it looks like we're in the last days. So be careful and be valuable. God bless you. Have a smile upon you. Anything that we need to say at this point. Don't forget to pay your, if you haven't already done so, and prepare your envelopes for your offering and hand it to one of the ushers or whoever's standing at the door as you exit. Right. Happy Father's Day to every man that's a father. Happy Juneteenth Day to everybody. Okay. And happy day in the Lord. God bless you. And may heaven continue to smile upon you. Glad to see you, sister. Right. Anyone else got anything they want to say at this point? Okay. We're doing good. It's just what, 3-4 after. So we're good on time. All right. Okay. Let's stand to our feet. Then give God the highest praise.
Hallelujah.
Now, whatever that is you're going through, whatever that cry is, whatever that is, if you just be patient and do it God's way, wait on and hold your peace and let God fight the battle for you. The way is made, and he will deliver. Now to him that's able to present us faultless for the throne of God, may the grace of God speak to the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And every people of God say amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.